question, I'm on the line. And I'm holding on again tonight. Go until we go inside. Anything you want to mention, never gonna be a question. I'm on the line, and I'm holding on again tonight. Go until we go inside.
Little Versailles. hospital asked, should the body be gassed before I say goodbye, my star in the sky? Such a funny thought to wrap you up in cloth. Do you find it all right, my dragonfly? Shall we look at the moon, my little loon? Why do you cry? Make the most of your life while it is rife, while it is light. Will you do enough talk, my little hawk? Why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die. Thank you.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio. We'll be right back.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Love breaks down, the lies we tell, they only serve to fool ourselves. you wanna feel, I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? The life you kill. The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Complete little pieces.
walk to his death because he thought he'd never feel this way again. If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Hillary went to her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest, she fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. A cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. The vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. Saint Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at the ham on TV, it makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces, picked up for deliberation by the people listening in hope. By the people watching on the telly. By the people listening at home. By the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is! How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
Carolina, nos seus olhos fundos, guarda tanta dor, a dor de todo esse mundo. Eu já lhe avisei que não vai dar, seu pranto não vai nada ajudar. Eu já convidei para dançar, é hora, já sei, de aproveitar. Lá fora, amor, uma rosa nasceu, todo mundo sambou, uma estrela caiu. Eu bem que mostrei sorrindo pela janela, oi que lindo. E só Carolina não viu. Seus olhos tristes, guarda tanto amor, o amor que já não existe. Eu bem que avisei, vai acabar, de tudo lhe dei para aceitar. Mil versos cantei para agradar. Agora não sei como explicar. Lá fora, amor, uma rosa morreu, uma festa acabou, nosso barco partiu. Eu bem que mostrei a ela, o tempo passou na janela, e só Carolina não viu. Eu bem que mostrei a ela, o tempo passou na janela, e só Carolina não viu.
Oh, Hey, this is Christian.
And Ryan.
From Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.